from now on, we're asking you to, because pretty soon when the service starts, the side door is going to be locked. So if you're late and that door's locked, you'll need to come around to the front. I'm sorry, but, you know, we had an incident this morning. It was just a stranger. But he came through the front door and said, I want to talk to somebody about the church. And, you know, if he's a fine guy, that's wonderful. But he was a great big guy, and he was rough looking. And, you know, I'm not judging him, but I'm just trying to be cautious, you know. And he said, I won't talk. And I said, okay, I'll take you back to pastor's office. Took him back there, and I saw Brad in the hall, and I said, Brad, just kind of hang around, you know, just mingle around in the office, I mean in the hallway. And so, I don't know, Jerry talked to him. That was fine. And he got ready to leave, and he was going back toward the classrooms. And I said, sir, can I help you? He said, I think I'm lost. He said, I'm lost. I said, well, I'll show you the way out, which was fine. But, you know, we're going to start locking that door. And during Sunday school, during church, it's locked anyway. When the kids go back to children's church, it's locked. Because the doors are shut and we don't want anybody coming in. Unless we know they're in. Now, I have no spirit of fear. I am just being wise, okay? And so just if you see somebody and they are running late, just remind them to come to the front door. If it's past 9:30, that door will be locked, okay? The side door will be locked at 9:30. Okay, so if hey, God didn't give me a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind, but he said also be as wise, okay? All right, let's stand this morning. I want to read a scripture to you. Start with the Word of God. I'm going to be reading this morning from Isaiah 54, 11 through 17. And I'm going to be reading out of the Message Bible. And I just want you to, this is a familiar, when I get to reading this scripture, you'll recognize some of the wording, but I want you to listen. You know, sometimes reading it in another translation makes you think more about what you're reading. But it says, afflicted city, storm battered, unpitied, I'm about to rebuild you with stones of turquoise. Lay your foundations with sapphires. Construct your towers with rubies, your gates with jewels, and all your walls with precious stones. Wow. You know what God's telling me he's getting ready to do? I'm getting ready to make everything about you bright and shiny and brand new. This is a hope. And then he says, all your children will have God for their teacher. What a mentor for your children. I think the King James says, all your children shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of your children. You'll be built solid, grounded in righteousness. Far from any trouble, nothing to fear. Now, isn't that interesting? Far from terror, it won't even come close. If anyone attacks you, don't for a moment suppose that I sent them. Did you hear me? If you're under attack, it didn't come from God. And if any should attack, nothing should come up. Nothing will come of it. I create the blacksmith who fires up his forge and makes a weapon designed to kill. I also create the destroyer, but no weapon that can hurt you has ever been forged. Any accuser who takes you to court will be dismissed as a liar. This is what God's servants can expect. I'll see to it that everything works out for the best. And this is God's decree. I'll tell you what, church, you talk about security of the believer. Now, this is security of the believer. That not only do we have the righteousness, but he talks about protection and not being given into fear. Amen. Hallelujah. And all our children, come on, are going to have God as their teacher. Come on, let's lift our hands just a minute and thank God for his redeeming mercy. Father God, I just thank you for salvation. I thank you, Jesus, that even before anything existed, you existed with the Father. And yet at some point in time, you were willing to come and be born as a man and to grow up and to take our sins upon the cross in order to prepare the way for us. We love you today. We worship and magnify your name today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody says, amen. And I'm here to tell you that if you don't know him, if you're listening and you've never made that decision to say, Jesus, you're Lord of my life, then that today is the day to do it, isn't it? Amen? Hallelujah, because hope is here. Hope is here. Shout the news to everyone. It's a new day. Peace has come. Jesus saves. Mercy triumphs at the cross. Love has come to rescue us. Jesus saves. Hope is here. What a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Free at last, every debt has been repaid. Broken hearts can be remade. Jesus saves. Sing above the storms of life. Sing it through the dark of night. Jesus saves. Free at last. What a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. We're singing out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. You save, you heal, restore, reveal the Father's heart to us. You rose to raise us from the grave. Your Spirit lives in us. Sing it out. To let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout. To let all the world know that Jesus saves. Shout it out. To let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout. To let all the world know that Jesus saves. Sing it out. To let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout. To let all the world know that Jesus saves. Oh, sing it out and shout till the whole world knows his name. Sing it out and shout, for we will know your name. Say that word with me. Jesus. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. The power in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you that that's the only name. Come on, church. That's the only name that matters, isn't it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. I want you to be praying for Miriam this morning. Ricardo had to take her to ER. There's some kind of a flu or something going on, and there's other people going through stuff, but you know what? La 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 la. Oh, come on now, do that again now. La 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 la. All right. Yours will be the only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I seek, the only name that matters to me. Yours will be the friendship and affection I need to feel my Father smiling on me, the only name that matters to me. And yours is the name, and yours is the name, the name that has saved me, mercy and grace, the power that forgave me, and your love is all I ever needed. Yeah! When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim. Yours will be the only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I seek, the only name that matters to me. Yours is the name that has saved me, mercy and grace, the power that forgave me, and your love is all I ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim. Thank you. Worship him, church. Magnify the only name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He is mighty, mighty to save. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. The kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. And Savior, he can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. Follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. And Savior, he can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever, author of salvation. And conquer the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, he can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Shine your light.
The whole world sing. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
Savior
and Savior, he can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Shine your light. Shine your light and let the whole world see.
We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light. The whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing glory. Glory to the King of Kings. Amen. Oh, we magnify you, Jesus. Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? As we praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful?
chains are broken when it's spoken. Every knee must bow. Isn't the name of Jesus powerful? Eternal King, you will reign forever, and we will sing the glory of your name.
Jesus is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated. We're going to sing another worship song. We want the ushers to come forward. You know, I saw a statement the other day. I don't think I can remember it accurately, but it was something to the effect that we've lost the meaning of worship if it blends in so much with the culture that it doesn't honor Jesus. So we need to make sure, you know, for all of our singing and all of our songs and all of our worship, You know, it's all about Him. Oh, we lift our hands to You, Jesus. Mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank You that we can give to You. I thank You, Father God, that there are people that they're bringing, Father, what they have. And that's all You ask. And You're going to just supply all their needs. And You're going to bless them. And then there's those, Father God, that they're sowing extra seed because they're believing You for something. And they're putting that seed down. I thank You, Father God, for giving them what they're believing for. And we honor You now, Father God, because of the freedom that You've provided for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, are thirsty, there is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We lift our eyes. Come on now. We lift our eyes to Jesus. There is freedom. We lift our eyes to Jesus.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Can you give your all to Jesus? So give your all to Jesus. There is freedom. So give your all to Jesus. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is. Where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Just take a minute, church, in the quietness of this time.